Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Slight programming shift. We will move Start Bench Cut down to a little bit later on in the show. There is a pretty massive reason for that. You know them as the Haas or 35 or the Digging Deep podcast or... Big fan of Fesco and Dusty. Big Haas, how you doing this morning?
Huge fan. Huge fan. You got to get it right.
That's huge exactly fan. Right. Huge fan. How you doing, man? I remember your debut. I was talking about it yesterday. I'm sure you do as well. And how excited we are from when you came up and made your debut for the Kansas City Royals. What's Cags going through today, knowing that he's finally here?
Oh, man. It definitely, I tell you what, fellas, I know I'm getting a little older because between, you know, Moose, retiring as a Royal, I'm watching the whole thing, and then Cags getting called up. I definitely get a little emotional, man. You feel it.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba Day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And Cags is going through a situation right now, kind of like what I said on X, and it's not taken for granted or underestimating anything, but I feel like he's had everybody come up and tell him how special Kansas City fans are, how the atmosphere will be, and he knows, and he's heard it, and he understands, but now for him to actually feel that, and I-70 series, come home, play the Yankees, you watch Gordon go in the Hall of Fame, I'm so excited for what he's about to experience, and I really just think he doesn't have an idea. You know, it's going to be so fun for him.
What do you tell the people that are nervous about a debut because they worry that it may not work out? What strikes differently with Jack Caglione through Eric Hosmer's eyes?
Baseball, you know, it's such a different sport. Like, he's not going to come up right away and throw three touchdowns and just dominate, kind of like Mahomes did, right? If he does, man, he won't surprise us all. But baseball is one of those things where you want to see him contribute early, you know, big-time hits, big-time homers. And then we're 2 months in, 3 months in, maybe even a month, and he's doing what he's doing. So just be patient, but I think he's going to contribute from day one, and I'm excited for this.
How long does it normally take? I guess normally is not even a fair term to use, but to click, to where it starts to feel normal, you're not, oh my gosh, this is the big leagues anymore, this is Yankee Stadium or wherever the heck it is, or how long does it take for it to set in before it feels kind of normal?
Man, that's a great question. I don't know. I don't know if it ever will feel normal. You know what I mean? Especially the first year, the first 2 years. But the easy situation for him is not easy, I should say. But the good situation is he's got Bobby there. He's got Salvi. So, you know, we're not looking for Jack to come up and be the guy. We're looking for him to come up and mesh in with those guys. So that's the beautiful part about, you know, Royals fans. I think they're realistic and that's kind of what they're expecting out of him.
And for Cags, for me, I feel like, and you can tell me I'm an idiot if you want, Eric, and that's fine, but like I feel like it's like an infusion for some of these guys in the locker room, almost like when you guys got Zobrist or when, you know, Ibanez came in and kind of gave you that little kind of bump that you needed during the dog days. I feel like that could be maybe something that these guys kind of feel with this Cags bump coming in.
No question. You know, it's something that we talked about with Vinny a lot, Pasquantino. It's like, all right, you guys are in a situation now where the organization is a win-now team, and there's no questions about that. You know, when you make a big move, like you said, Zobrist at the deadline, all the players kind of look around at each other and like, hey, this is on us. You know, the front office continues to do whatever they can to provide the pieces for us to be where we need to be, and this is one of those moments right here. You know, Cags, everybody knew about Cags. For him to go in the minor league, tear it up the way he was, shows that JJ and the front office are all about winning. Obviously, you know, we needed some runs, bringing Cags up this time of year, not speeding the clock. Well, I don't know any of that stuff, but they're serious about winning, and that is motivating for players.
I know the size 17 foot impresses you, Haas. We're talking to Eric Hosmer here on Fesco and Dusty, but what else about him is impressive? Because another buddy of mine from the station, we went down to Omaha this past weekend to watch him, and I thought the most impressive thing other than the 422 foot shot was the fact that he was down 0-2 and worked the count back to full and then drew the walk. So I think that his vision and his knowledge for the game at such a young age is impressive to me, but I ask you, the professional athlete, of what impresses you the most about Caglione.
You tell you what, depending on what brand he goes with, that thing might get up to size 18, you know what I mean? So that is impressive. So, you know, I've gotten to talk to him a couple times. I haven't been around him. Moose was out there in spring training, and he was telling me about it in that bat. There was someone stealing first or second, second to third, whatever it was, and Tag swung at a pitch, you know, drove, it was a homer. I think it was against the Cubs or something, but came back in the dugout and was kind of asking Moose, like, man, maybe I don't know if I should have swung at that pitch. The guy was stealing. I should have gave him a pitch to go, shouldn't I? And just that kind of baseball talk, that kind of awareness lets you know that he's well beyond the years. And, you know, when JJ and these guys are thinking about bringing him up, obviously out of college, it's a little different, more advanced, but you know we're going to be in a pennant race and we're going to be counting on Cags in big situations and stuff like that. Those type of conversations, just know that he can handle it and he's ready for it.
What did Moose say? What was the answer? No, man, take the home run.
He goes, listen, Cags, I love what you're telling me and I love where your head's at, but we will gladly accept those 500-foot home runs if you want to keep doing that, pal.
Yeah, every single day. What's the biggest adjustment you had to make from going to AAA to the big leagues?
Well, I know time is a lot different now, but it's like, okay, the minor leagues, you're going to, you know, a different series. And I know now it's a lot different, 5 games, 6 games, whatever. But you go 3-4 games to one series and say this team's throwing Cags nothing but sliders low and away. And then you go to the next series and they have a different game plan on you. The league, Major League Baseball, the numbers are out. Everybody knows what your flaws are. They're going to continue to basically attack those flaws until you can either prove to lay off of it or you can just prove that it's not a flaw anymore. So all stuff that I feel like Cags knows what's coming ahead. And, you know, that's the beauty of, you know, JJ and Q and the staff and all that is they're going to let him know that stuff and he's more than prepared.
And you know you're old now, Haas, because you just used the phrase, the time is different now.
I tried so hard to stop saying when I played, you know, but right. Man, I know you can't stay away from it.
You can't. Hey, I want to talk to you too about Dayton and the interview you guys did with him on your podcast, because Dusty and I both watched it, thought it was fascinating. It really was. It shows you what type of human being, you know, Dayton Moore really is. We just had his, you know, his event on Thursday night, the See You in the Major Leagues Foundation golf tournament, raised over $100,000 for the kiddos here in KC to continue with their mentoring program. Like when you're sitting there interviewing your former boss, former father figure, all that kind of stuff, what kind of emotions are coming back to you?
Oh man. First of all, it's unbelievable because you get to ask him all these questions that I feel like a lot of people would have loved to ask your former boss, you know what I mean? Especially years removed. But, you know, again, talking about Kansas City and the fans, you know, every time we, you know, get to do these reunions or do Moose's retirement, and every time they announce Dayton, you know, you see the pop that the Kansas City fans give him. And just, again, just so knowledgeable because Dayton, you know, quite honestly, when he got fired, a lot of the guys on the team were not happy about how the situation went down. And, you know, we're not afraid to speak and be vocal about it. So to see the fans, their awareness, to understand how much they know we appreciate Dayton and how much he's done for not only the organization but the city, you know, it means so much to us. And every time we do hear that louder ovation for Dayton, you know, we know he feels it and the players certainly feel it too.
Haas, I saw your tweet last night about the video that went viral with Caglione getting the call. Yours was a little bit different from Jersh?
Yeah. Jersh is the best, man. I love those videos because Jersh, he truly makes that moment that much more special. But, you know, in AAA, we had to be clean shaven every single flight that we took. And obviously, I was not clean shaven every time, but Jersh was telling me, you know, hey, same thing. If you think you're ready, you're going to the big leagues, but make sure you leave $500 on my desk before you leave. And I'm like, okay, Jersh, I got it, buddy. No worries. So I ran right to my wallet, gave him $500, and hit right to the airport.
Best $500 you've ever spent in your life, I'm sure.
The best, absolutely.
Jersh acted like he was in trouble, too. Like, you know, like, if you think you can help these guys, then why don't you just go and join them? What?
I texted Jersh last night, too. I said, you're getting soft, man, your old age. But Jersh is so special, man, for him to do that however many years later. You can tell he still, you know, felt that moment.
It's baseball's got those special moments, you know, Eric? It's like you get the call up, then you get your first at bat, your first day in the big leagues, and you get your first big league hit. No other sport has the romantic side like baseball does that gives us all the feels, you know?
No, that's so true, man. And if there's like a message you can give Cags, it's like give yourself a game, 2 games, 6 at-bats, whatever it is, and really just enjoy it, man. Soak it all in, take it all in. You've been working for this your whole entire life. And then, you know, after you do soak it in, it's time to go, man. We're in a pennant race, and you're the guy. So we're all fired up, and I'm right there with everybody else just as fired up.
Speaking of fired up, this is the last one for you. I know you're a busy man, but
I remember
Jack.
I remember your walk-up song, and it was always the one that got me fired. I believe it was like Travell, a little scrappy. I think is what the song was. Why the number 35? Why'd you choose that number?
Yeah, so I was always number 20, and then obviously that's retired here. And then before I got called up in 2010, we played on the USA team, and they gave me number 35. So I was like, man, I kind of like it, and just stuck with that ever since.
See, I was saying, and both Dusty and I had a philosophy on it. I said it's 35 for Miami, 305 area code down there, and he said it was 35 for Frank Thomas. We were both wrong.
Yeah.
I like the Miami call, though. That's a great guess. You guys are doing great investigation.
Trying our best.
Now you got to go get little Haas a Jack jersey there for you. So enjoy the debut tonight. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again later, Eric.
Will do. I know you guys hear him screaming in the background.
It's awesome.
You guys
excited. No, I love it, man. It's so much fun. Enjoy those moments, as I was telling you yesterday, dude. That'll be gone in a blink of an eye, and you'll be wondering where the hell time went.
Oh, I know, man. I appreciate that, Bob. And thank you guys again for having me, man. I always enjoy talking to you guys.
Always enjoy having you, Haas.
Eric Hosmer there, the Digging Deep podcast. You can check out He and Moose.
Have you seen the commercials for the Digging Deep podcast? Mm-mm. One of them says, we have the biggest names in baseball, like J.J. Piccolo.
Oh.
And it's like, whoever did that commercial.
We'll come back. We'll get into start, bench, cut. We'll also get into that one guy, that Darren, that had the audio that's a clown audio take because he just wants to ruin the fun for all of you KC fans. We'll do that next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Better believe it. I think we all should bet a home run prop.
I got one. Okay. I got mine.
I think we all got one.
Yep. We got it. Perfect. Okay.
We're set.
Plus. Big news out of Pittsburgh. Did you see who's reporting to the Steelers this week?
Is it Aaron Rodgers?
No, Gabe Davis. Oh.
Exactly how I thought it would go. I knew it.
Gabe Davis.
Yeah, Gabe Davis going to visit the old Steelers today and tomorrow.
But as that SI fake publication put out, the sixth best coach quarterback combination in the NFL this year is Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. And you wonder why SI doesn't print their art, their magazine, or they're not relevant anymore, except for the swimsuit issue.
Mm. Yeah, it's probably their height of clicks throughout the year. Has to be.
I would imagine.
I mean,
I would hope so.
Paige Spiranek, Livy Dunn, and many others.
When is the last time you even cared what SI had to say?
Last year, I was like 10.
Last year when the Kavanaugh twins were in the
swimsuit. That's right, the swimsuit issue. Yeah. And even when SI was a real thing back in our day, that swimsuit issue was still
huge.
The best thing for Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. SI, Private Eye, Magnum PI, start, bench, cut. No.
Cutting no. SI, starting Magnum PI. What was the second one?
AI.
AI. Cut that too. Yeah. Well, SI is basically written by AI.
That's true.
Mm. It really is. It's all AI generated articles on there.
No, I stopped with Sports Illustrated once they took away Sports Illustrated for Kids.
Oh, God.
And I had the little insert that was all the cards.
Yeah, that was great.
Outworld Automotive. They're in mint condition.
No, it's not. Is it really?
Yes, they are. If you have them in like the old...
The Sports Illustrated for Kids cards are?
There's a niche, dude. It's everywhere, man. It's somewhere.
Keep your stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Except Beanie Babies. I'm still waiting to buy my first house with my Princess Diana bear.
How much can I get for an Alvin Davis Upper Deck 1989 card?
So those are considered base cards? They have zero value.
Zero value.
They
don't even ship
those. Yeah.
I got a Dwight Gooden 86 Mets, though.
What's that white residue on it?
The outside of the...
Oh, I thought it was Dwight's nose. Start, bench, cut. We start with the debut of Jack Caglione. Start, bench, cut. Cag's debut, Gordon's debut, Bobby Witt Jr.'s debut.
I'm going to start Bobby Witt's debut. I'm going to bench Cag's debut, and then I'm going to cut Gordon's debut. Wasn't good.
Now, his debut was better when he debuted in left field with the number 4.
Yeah, when he went, we hit the reset button on that.
Right. Yeah, Cag's is huge. Bobby's was opening day, so I don't know if you can surpass that because of what the moment is.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm not going to lie to you, Bobby Witt Jr. had the go-ahead RBI in the 8th inning on opening day.
Yep.
And they won. And it was in the snow. And Cody started singing like he did yesterday as well. You brought it up, so I want to bring up the meats version of the hibachi.
All right.
Chicken, shrimp, steak.
I'm going to start the shrimp, bench the chicken, cut the steak.
Wow. I'll start the steak, bench the shrimp, cut the chicken.
You're a steak guy, though.
Love steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really a huge steak guy.
Are you good
with
the shrimp flings? Are you, like, undefeated?
Catching them?
Yeah.
I'm not bad at catching them. Yeah, I'm pretty darn good, actually.
Why do I always go on my cheekbone? I got a huge mouth.
You
got
to line it up.
Yeah. I would be a terrible punt returner.
Maybe even a bad outfielder, too.
Horrible. Played second base my whole life.
Did you ever catch a fly ball?
No, but I looked like Smalls for about the first 3 years of my life trying to run it down and get in the buckle.
That bad. Yeah. I was going to say, like, just pretend you're kind of catching a fly ball, camp underneath it.
No, true
open
story.
Up, and then it goes in.
The only reason I played second base is because I could turn the double play with our shortstop, who's always your best athlete on your team.
Always.
Literally. So it was like, hey, who can flip the double play? I think I can. All right, keep him there. Opposite Knox, slow as maple syrup in December, and just knocked in the leadoff hitter. He would get a single, steal second. 90% of our games are up 1-0.
There we go.
Can't lie. I think I would start the steak, bench the shrimp, cut the chicken.
Okay.
I think
I'm with same order. Yeah.
Yeah. God, I love shrimp on the hibachi.
I know.
Shrimp on the hibachi is phenomenal.
Something else, man. Like, you try to grill shrimp, never works out. It's always like dehydrated or whatever. It's always just not the best. But shrimp on the stone, man, it's just, I could just eat that. You guys can have everything else.
Oh, you don't need anything else.
Shrimp fried rice with that Japanese barbecue sauce, a little bit of veggies. Sign me up.
Oh, I even bought some of that yum yum sauce yesterday.
Ooh, gotta have that.
Yes.
Put that a little drizzle of that on top. Takes 100%. It to the next level.
Dip your egg roll in that. You'll be harder than Jerry Jones was in 93. Who's having sex with Jerry Jones? Someone. So they're in St. Louis tonight. Mm. St. Louis Arch, Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone.
I'm going to start Yellowstone because there's so much to do there. There's so much to do at Yellowstone.
The smell.
I'm going to bench Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
And, I mean, you've been to McDonald's.
The Arch is just cool when you come up I-70 and you see that thing out of nowhere. You're like, oh, we're here.
Yeah,
and it's gone.
It. And then it's yeah, this is easy. That is the order. Yellowstone, Mount Rushmore, Arch.
Fair point.
I used to think the Arch was awesome, too. It was.
I mean, I was a kid,
yeah,
I liked it.
You see it, and then, okay.
Our old dishwasher at Jack Stack, shout out Larry Dawson, said he had sex in the Arch.
No, there's no way. There's just no way he had sex in the Arch. That guy's lying. 100% lying.
I know that I'm hard.
You didn't have sex in the Arch.
He said he did in the elevator on the way up.
No, you didn't.
Nobody
there's
wanted to
no,
come.
No room to move in that thing.
He said he found a way.
Mm-hmm. That guy's lying.
Yeah, well. Larry Dawson's cool.
I'm telling you, Larry Dawson's full of it. He didn't have sex on the Arch.
Bob's jealous.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, there's no way possible
Andy
to have sex in the Arch.
He did it on a Tuesday.
If there was, I would have, but there's not.
Yeah, it was on a Tuesday.
Have you ever been in that thing?
I have not been inside.
You're riding in a pod that's the size of this little area right here.
Yeah.
No, you're not having sex in the Arch. Mm-hmm. It's like the people who joined the Mile High Club. No, you're not.
Well,
I had sex with Veronica. No, you didn't. No, you did not.
That's like your opinion, man. So we go on to the food because he is the Italian stallion, Mr. Ganglione.
Yes.
Italian food, Southern comfort food, Mexican food.
Start Italian, bench Mexican, and Southern comfort I care less about.
Man, I love some greens, cornbread.
I know, man.
Country fried
potatoes,
country fried chicken,
yeah.
Nashville hot chicken.
Dusty, you go. I'm still thinking.
Okay, I will start Mexican food. I will bench Southern comfort, and Italian's gone. And that's tough, dude. And you're a pasta lord yourself.
I know.
But you love you some street style tacos.
I know. I love all these things. And I lived in the South for 10 years.
I'm sorry.
And you eat that catfish too, man.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Some good old grits. Yeah, for I'm gonna go. You know, I'll go that. Italian, and then I'll do Southern comfort, and I'll. Cut Mexican.
Ooh,
but I hate it. I know
tough
I hate
take.
It. I hate it.
Got to have your mac and cheese. You're a growing boy. Caglione's debut. Would you rather start bench cut? Home run, but he goes 1-for-4. Solo shot, 1-for-4. He goes 3-for-3, just has 3 hits. Nothing spectacular than going 3-for-3. No home run, no, just 3-for-3. Or he goes 0-for-2 with a walk, but he makes a diving grab to save a run.
Just that order.
Okay. The home run sells.
Yeah.
And then the 3-for-3 would be sick. Because he'd be batting 1,000. Take that, Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn once hit 1,000 for 4 straight games.
That's more than Ellie De La Cruz has hit in his entire career.
I'll take 0 for 4 and a win, but I know that's not what fans want, right? Right. They want Jack Caglione to go 4 for 4, and if they lose, so what? This is it's about Jack tonight.
Yeah, he hits a bomb. It's special.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the result of the game is if he hits a home run tonight.
I think I'll cut the home run, actually. I'll start the 0 for 2, but makes a diving grab to save a run.
That's
because big. If he can do that defensively, I trust the offense to come for Jack Hegley. He will hit the ball.
Oh, for Jack. But, I thought you meant this. You trust the offense. I was like, what?
No, I'll trust the offense of Jack Caglione to work at some point. The bat's going to work in the major league level. But if he's got a glove already and he's showing that, sky's the limit for this guy. Then I'll take 3 for 3 and then the home run.
Solid take. You've seen the home runs. You know the home runs are there.
Yeah,
we haven't seen the spectacular defense that could possibly be there if it is there.
If he has that, the ceiling for this play, it's completely different.
It's the roof. Start, bench, cut, brought to you by Jay Southley and Toe. A couple more. Signed jersey, signed baseball, or a rare card signed?
I'm going to take the rare card first. I'm going to start that because I think that holds the value the most, and I can cash that in later for more money than anything else. Then I'm going to go with the signed ball because it's smaller, it's easier to pack. And then I'm going to go with the signed jersey. It seems bigger, you know?
Yeah, jersey, you obviously frame it and put it down in the man cave. It's there. It's kind of cool. Does have value. Depending on the rarity of the card, could have massive amounts of value.
Yeah.
Like, you have, like, a rare one-of-one signed Caglione. Like, I don't know if you guys saw this story or not, but Caglione was supposed to – there was a card this guy drew or got out of a bag, pack, and it was supposed to be signed by Caglione. It was not.
So that, I'd rather have – that's an error card. So those
went,
are money.
So they went to Omaha – Caglione met up with him, signed it, and then put "my bad, one of one."
That's even cooler, right?
That guy has the rarest Caglione card you could possibly have.
Why is that Cags' fault? That's the company for not giving him the card to sign.
That, or he just missed it, or like it was a
and
whatever
stuck together type of thing,
something like that. But yeah, so I would probably go card, jersey, ball.
Yeah, if you're talking value and stuff, that's
they're
fair.
All cool.
Yeah,
they're all very, really very cool. Valuable.
Yeah,
especially
I guess
with that jersey, that signature on it.
I'm thinking man cave, so I'm going jersey, ball, card, but no wrong order there.
Like, imagine if you had 14, 15, 87, 13, all signed in your basement. That's crazy. Here's the last one with Jack Caglione getting his called up. Where would you sit for tonight's game? Behind home plate, behind the visiting dugout, or in right field?
Just in that order.
Behind home first?
Home, dugout, then right field, yeah. I mean, there's still a game going on, right? And so I want to be there. I want to see. I want the best view. I think the best view is not right behind home, but a little about halfway up right behind home plate.
I think I'd take behind home, right field, then dugout.
Yeah, I agree.
Because right field comes with a token of chance. If he does hit it and it's in your seat and you're there and it lands in your area, you've got home run number one, and then you have a conversation with Jack Caglione whether you like it or not after that game.
Uh-huh. Because imagine if you weren't, you could have sat in right field and you're not, and it goes into the section that you're like, damn it, I could have had that ball.
Yeah. You doing the same? Home, right field?
Home, right field, then I'll go dugout. Yep.
All right. That concludes Start Bench Cut by Jay Southland Tow Service. 913-586-7965, also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Somebody says, Start Bench Cut, Livy Dunn, the Cavender Twins, both, or Paige Spiranek?
Starting Livy Dunn, don't care about the rest.
Yeah.
She's a great gymnast.
Great athlete.
Yeah.
Could you do the splits?
Just the banana. Oh, it's not a Sunday. It's a banana split. This guy can split all the way away from the Royals fan base.
What Kansas City has done is the single most irresponsible move I've seen in quite a long time. If he's going to be that good, how do you call him up now where he will hit arbitration a full year earlier than if they had waited till after around June 17th? We waited to call up Miguel Cabrera until after June 17th, and therefore we got an extra year at the minimum. I have no idea how a team that's not in the top 10 of payroll is not paying attention to dates. And the Royals forcing the issue, that's a bunch of horse hockey. You take the extra 2 weeks because it gives you an extra year, and it compounds itself in arbitration. This is a $10 million decision they made. He better be Vladimir Guerrero Sr., and he better start now. But to me, the GM said, oh, we're not going to make a move, you know, until the team is hot. Whatever. I don't know what they were doing here, Matt. I would not have done that. Now, of course, he could get a full year of service time if he finishes top two rookie of the year, in which case it wouldn't matter, but he's got to finish top two in rookie of the year. But I guess as Vladimir Sr., he may. But for me, this is irresponsible.
That's David Sampson, former Marlins president, former something with the Nationals, been out of baseball since 2017. And 2017, he's been out of baseball since, right? That's almost a decade. Things have changed.
How the Marlins been?
Not good. Now, he did win the World Series in 03, but the rest of his resume is a zero, big fat zero for David Sampson. And he's talking, and his comments right there are the single biggest problem in Major League Baseball today. And it's the let's hold these guys back and let's not bring them up and save a year of arbitration and manipulating the books. If I was in the Players Association, I would use that as evidence of why we need something new in Major League Baseball. This is the type of guy, along with that guy out in Colorado, Dick Monfort, who sit there and complain about people spending money while they don't do what they're supposed to do to give their fans and to give their team an opportunity to win baseball games. And so that's baseball's biggest problem right now, are these folks like that who complain about the other teams spending money and the Royals are wasting money. Now, the Royals are giving their team a shot in the arm that is much needed right now. And we know there's not going to be a lot of bats available this year. I think the Royals basically just told you that, right? With the addition of Jack Caglione, there's not going to be a lot of great bats available that you can go out there and get. And so you got to look internally. And it's a new regime here in Kansas City. John Sherman doesn't care about spending money to help his ball club win. That's a great thing. So they missed a year of arbitration. Whoop-de-freaking-do. This is an organization right now that has lacked winning for the better part of 50 years, save a handful of seasons here or there, right? This is not a winning organization. John Sherman is trying to change the narrative of that. By changing the narrative of that and winning games, you do things maybe a little bit differently than people are used to. Baseball has got to get out of the we're used to this phase and start getting into a different way of doing business, because you need it in Major League Baseball. So the Royals have had a lack of winning. They're winning right now. They need an infusion. They're bringing up a guy that they believe that they can help them win games right now at the big league level. And everybody also has to remember, we're probably not having a 2027 season with the end of the collective bargaining agreement at the end of 26. And even if we do have a season in 27, we don't know what the rules of baseball are going to be. I think we're going to see a major shift. And so you've got the rest of this year and all of next year before we see a dramatic shift, I believe, in the collective bargaining agreement in Major League Baseball. These rules may not apply in 2 years. So why would you sit back and wait and continue to lose games and not score runs and chase your fan base away and chase the guys away in your locker room? Or you can simply bring up Jack Caglione, who has the world excited again.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a bunch of horse hockey.
You use that, I'm out.
That guy's like an actor now.
Tyreek had it better when he said that's like horseradish.
Yeah.
That's like horseradish.
That's a bunch of horse hockey.
You go back and forth all day with that. Yeah, I'm good on this. I mean,
like, yes, on paper, does it make sense if you have 10 more days to avoid a year of arbitration? Do you do that? Sure, you would. But we don't know what the landscape of baseball is going to be like in 18 months from now.
Also, he's not wrong, but he's also wrong because he gives up two contradicting points. One is if he finishes second in Rookie of the Year, which he very well could. I think Rookie of the Year will probably be won by your boy Wilson over there in the A's organization.
He's got to jump on it, right?
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. And then you also have Jack Caglione, who has the second best odds, according to DraftKings, at plus 1,000 behind Wilson. Which could happen. Caglione could finish second. Then that doesn't matter. The other thing that doesn't matter is if he is what everyone thinks he could be, which is Pete Alonso or this monster of a hitter from the left-handed side, then you're never going to worry about it, because you're going to lock up him and you're going to have him and Bobby Witt for the rest of your time. And that's going to be the transition to the Kansas City Royals future, is these two. And I'm sorry, but John Sherman showed me enough that he's going to lock up his superstars.
Yeah, and then that's the other thing. John Sherman now has a track record. You paid Bobby Witt. You paid Cole Reagans. You paid Salvi as well. People forget about that. John Sherman was the guy who paid Salvador Perez. Dayton and them said, this is the guy we got to pay. John Sherman said, sure, let's pay Salvi. So all of these big name players, since John Sherman has taken over, guess what we've done? We've signed them. So why would we be doing anything different? Stop living in a world, Dave, where you've got a situation where you're recounting stuff that happened a decade ago in Major League Baseball, and you're not focused on the what's going on now. Mm-hmm. The worst people in the world in an industry are the it's always been that way people. Those people suck because, yeah, it always was that way, but the world changes. The world moves forward. People do different things. Adapt, adjust, be a trendsetter. And I kind of think that's what the Royals are doing right now. What if they go 8-2 in these 10 games before this other year of arbitration kicks in? The Royals wouldn't go 8-2 in 10 games if they don't bring up Jack Caglione. I can promise you that right now. You were getting a sense on Sunday after that game, fans were kind of pissed off. Players didn't seem motivated. They weren't scoring runs. It was not a good brand of baseball over the last week to watch with that offense. And the Royals as an organization went, this guy doesn't need the seasoning anymore in the minor leagues. He's good to go. Let's see what he can do up here at the big league level. And let's go for it, man. We've got these guys. The worst thing you can do is keep a guy down in the minor leagues that can help you at the big league level. Trust what the Royals have done. They've been aces since John Sherman has taken over.
How fast does his jersey sell out at the team store?
I think it's already sold out.
The Omaha Storm Chasers jersey's gone.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, champing at the bit for a jersey, then I feel like the jerseys, because I do feel like that's the jersey that you can invest in. That's a Chris Jones, a Travis Kelce, a Patrick Mahomes type of jersey.
And the best thing is you got a week to see him play before you have to go out to the K and buy one. So you can really make that decision over the next six
you'll
days.
You'll definitely get it before your October ready hoodie.
Yeah, I would hope.
Yeah, he'd think. I got to see on the
which comes
store.
First, the October ready shirt or the CAG shirt if he gets optioned back to Omaha, which he's not. But that, I mean, yeah. that would be the like of you get your CAGs jersey and he's sent to Omaha.
I hope not. Then I would burn it because I'd be terrible luck. But so far with Caglione, I have nipped that in the bud when it comes to being bad luck because seen him twice, two home runs. So hopefully when we get there tonight in St. Louis, we'll see another home run, but in the big league level. Crazy to think that I've gone from double A, triple A to the major leagues and following one guy. That's the importance and the factor that he could be. We'll dive into more of that, get you set up for the rest of the show, talk to you about what Cody and Gold are doing out in St. Louis. And we'll see what I need to get done tonight in Busch Stadium. Those damn Cardinals get the debut of Jack Caglione. We finish the show up with what else? Jack Caglione, 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Got some really big breaking news for you, you NBA guru.
You ready, Mac?
Let's go. Breaking
Orlando
news.
Magic have new uniforms.
There you go.
Hey, what color are we going
Looks
with?
Looks the exact same as the old ones, except more Jeez. Awful.
More bad? How do they get more bad?
Oh, God. I mean, it's...
Yikes.
I like the Magic jersey.
Are you looking at them right now?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan, especially of the third one that they released, but whatever. It's not me.
You said you like them, Dusty?
The old school
the old ones were
like,
fine.
Oh, the 90s.
Yeah, the Shaq and Penny.
Yeah,
I had the Penny Hardaway jersey because who didn't? Either had a Penny Hardaway jersey or you had a Charlotte Hornets starter jacket pullover quarter zip.
So cool.
I feel like those
the
are like
old the, colors, the old
oh,
jacket.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%. And now they're like $350.
These are the same as they used to be. They're okay. I like them. They're
one
trying
guy's
to go
old wearing
school.
A belt. And the other guy, the black one that says Magic kind of slanted with the blue on top, like that's their Jordan jersey. It's like it's got Magic written at an angle.
Right.
Half of it's black and pinstripe, and like a quarter of it above the thing is like blue, you know, the Magic blue with the Jordan logo on it. So they've got two Nike jerseys, and then they have an official Jordan jersey
that's
as well.
The home white's sick.
I like the home white.
I
will
like
give you
these.
That.
I'm not going to lie. I'm actually kind of impressed.
I don't like the guy with the belt.
The home white's clean.
The belt.
Clean is a great word to use for that home white one. Yeah,
I don't like
really
that they
good.
Used Orlando in the blue. If they had to put Magic like they did on the white one in reverse color scheme, like the star is blue and the Magic is,
that'd be
is
cool.
white.
Yeah.
There's
I would like
miss.
That.
Where's the miss? Say that again.
If instead of Orlando, it said Magic, but
in the blue
reverse,
jersey?
Yeah, but it said it in reverse of the white jersey where the star is blue instead of white and the letters are white instead of blue, like reverse.
Let me ask you this. Total NBA nerd conversation. Mm-hmm. Is there a rule that says the way jersey has to have the city on it?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, think about all the, like, baseball. and basketball are really the only ones.
Because game one will be in Oklahoma City.
Yep. And so they would have Thunder, and then the other one would say Minneapolis or whoever the hell they're playing.
Indiana.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm just asking the question. I don't know. Like, I feel like baseball, look at baseball jerseys, right? When they're on the road, they always say the city on them. And so maybe if you're in the NBA and it's your road jersey, it has to have the name of the city on it. I don't know if that's a rule or not.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm just seeing, they're not strict on it. Home team gets to choose, and the other team has to choose another color.
Well, that kind of threw me for a loop. I'll be honest with you. Seeing the home team wearing their dark jerseys in the playoffs a couple of times, I'm like, wait a second here. Usually the NBA, you wear the white jerseys at home.
Oh, there's other breaking news in the NBA. The Suns have officially lowered their asking price for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, because no one's going to.
Oh.
Yeah.
So nobody was interested. So now you're going to make it available, or him available, I should say. It's like a house. It's been reduced $15,000. Nobody was interested.
Who's on a new team first, Durant or Rodgers?
Durant.
Durant, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Like July 1st is their deadline. We're inside a month of the start of free agency in the NBA in their offseason, yeah. Right?
What's Rodgers like? He likes eating trees or whatever. What's Durant like? Basketball. The only thing Durant likes is basketball.
It really is, isn't it?
That's yeah. it. He doesn't have any girlfriends, no wives, no kids, no friends. He plays basketball.
He's married to the game, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's all true, huh?
Yeah, he's a hooper.
That's kind of sad, though. At the end of the day, like, you got a couple years left of basketball, and then what?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't
Thank
know.
Thank you.
Maybe he's taking the George Brett route. Single your whole career. Last 2 years, found your lady.
Maybe he does.
But like with Jeter and those guys who were always linked to somebody.
Well, the
right?
way he was looking at that WNBA star the other night, he might have found his wife.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who that was. Yes. Kelsey Plume.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
She walked in with like a leather skirt and a leather blazer, and he went from toe to hip.
Did he really? I didn't see.
Oh, yeah. It was like finding somebody that looks at her the way Kevin Durant is.
Yeah, all right.
I saw something about he should go to the Timberwolves next year, him and Anthony Edwards. That'd be fun. I would be a big fan of that.
How old is he 35?
He's
now?
Like 35, yeah.
Stud.
Wow. Stud.
35 years old already, man. I remember him the half at Allen Fieldhouse feels like yesterday. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Dislocated his shoulder with like 24 at halftime. Kansas barely won the game.
Would've I mean, he would have had 50 at least. Yeah. Oh. I mean, in that case, he was
unconscious.
I've never seen a first half like that before. Even Josh, who's impressed by nothing, he's like, oh my God, what the hell's going on here, right? And then halftime happened and we never saw him again. And that was it. And Kansas went on and won the game, thank goodness. But yeah, that's sad that he doesn't have anybody in his life.
I saw this last night. He hasn't averaged under 25 points per game since 2007-08, his rookie year, and he hasn't shot under 50% since 2010-2011. He's an alien.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh,
that's nuts.
So you guys are going to Maloney's deck tonight to watch
Not
it?
Not the deck.
Oh, table four.
Table four. Yeah, table four. Yeah, for
should
Alex
be four,
Gordon.
Should
yeah.
be 14.
They don't have a table 14.
Well, you just put a one in and make it your 14 tonight. So you guys will be...
I think that'll screw up the servers. All of a sudden, if four became 14, 100%. Dusty, you've been in a restaurant.
It's more so the kitchen. Like, what's table 14?
And then it's a conversation, yeah. And then it's a big thing, and Maloney's on the phone, and...
But yeah, so
is Rob going to be there tonight?
No,
dang,
he's too busy.
He's in the back of my car already to go to St. Louis. Don't tell my wife, dude. Just keep it quiet.
He's out there. I'm going to tell her I'm at the trap with Bev.
I told her it's going to be a long night tonight. She totally believes me. I said be home around midnight. That's what time we'll be back, right? I think. But no, we'll be wrapping this show up, and then I'll hit the road
if
east.
If I told you Maloney was waiting outside to get in your trunk to go to St. Louis, you would not be surprised.
No, he almost went to Omaha at Goldeneye.
I know.
He goes, ah, shucks, you're going 2 days. I don't know if I can pull that with a lady. I said, don't worry about it, Maloney.
Was he invited?
He's always invited.
Okay.
You just show up and he goes.
That's what I'm saying, man.
If he showed up with the cousin Eddie outfit that he had at your house and he's like, I'm ready to go to Omaha, I'd be like, go, let's go.
All right, let's come go. On. Where are you going? Omaha. Why?
I got two beds. Ready. You want to order some Pardon My Cheesesteak at 1:30 and eat it in the hotel room? Yes.
How was the cheesesteak?
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I was inebriated, but it was fantastic. It was one of those I took the first bite and I was like, oh, where's this from again? Pardon My Cheesesteak. I don't know if it's like famous or not.
How did you find that place?
DoorDash.
Okay.
It was like one of the four places still open.
It's like the Barstool place, right?
And I had an efficient driver too. He took a picture of my receipt and sent it to me. He says, just picked up. See you in 10.
Oh, wow.
I came out of the hotel with no shoes on, nighttime clothes, and hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Where was Mr. Gold at that point in time?
Asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The smart one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over here clogging my arteries, eating in a hotel bag.
Like, Alex is all tucked. You know Alex like tucks himself
but
in,
but we do
right?
it next morning. He goes, I am starving. And I was like, yeah, you didn't eat last night after we got like home. He goes, it's either we eat like a late lunch or we eat an early like breakfast and I just get something to tie me over. And then he wished he would have gotten a grilled cheese. Hey,
this was the conversation leaving on Sunday?
Yeah, just two grown dudes trying to figure out how they're going to plan their meals around
Alex
the day.
Alex is like, well, we're going to do an early lunch, a late breakfast, a snack to tide me over. Like, he had a list.
Hell yeah, he did.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic. What he's so old.
Now I'm picturing Alex tucking himself in, like you said.
He didn't have to.
Do you think he wears a nightcap?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, that's he would rock a nightcap.
He's either, I think it's basketball shorts, no t-shirt, and then... That or he's Winnie the Pooh in it.
You don't think he wears those old man flannel pajamas? You know?
I wear those in the wintertime because they're warm.
With the butt that comes down so you can go to the bathroom yes. easily, you know? Like, Alex is in those. Alex has pajamas. He has silk.
But he calls them sleep pants.
I mean, what do you mean? I have a nightcap. I don't want to mess my hair up.
Yes.
I think I did see my seats, in these seats right by between the home plate and first base line. But I think I'm going to go out and see batting practice in right field and just stand out there. Because you're not really blocking anybody. You're not ruining anybody's day if you catch it. I'm not going to, like, elbow anybody, but if it came at me and I try to catch it. Yeah. But I hope that Norzad guy or whatever his name is isn't there.
Isn't that the radar? The Norzad radar, right?
Norwal.
What the hell
Norzad?
Is his name? Now stop we talking for a second.
You said it earlier, damn it.
It was Hunter Norzad, isn't it?
No. That was a guy the Chiefs drafted last year.
Yeah. Is he still a thing?
Yeah. He's a hybrid lineman.
Is he?
Yeah. Who's that?
So it means he can't play?
Because you know that guy's going to be there tonight.
Hunter Norzad?
No, the tool that takes home runs
from
kids.
Zach Hample. That's
there
who he is.
Yes. Hample.
Yeah.
You know he's going to be there.
I'd rather see Hunter Norzad.
If anybody sees him there, get you some elbow room against that guy. Stand your ground. Screw that Hample.
Does he knock people down, though? Like
he just gets in their way. Like, so I don't know. He gets in their way, has his glove. He has his little like YouTube t-shirt on, his little like GoPro on top of it. Are GoPros still a thing? Or the iPhone kill that?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. I think it is when you're doing like skydiving and, you know, that kind of outdoorsy stuff.
Yeah, it won't break as easy as a phone.
Let me ask you this. This is the Zach Hample guy. Maybe Aspen can come up with a spray and everybody can spray the ballpark and keep that guy out. Mm-hmm. Why haven't they banned him yet?
It's a loaded deal.
A Hample dome?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, the Hample dome to keep this guy out.
From the 816, they do have a table 14 at Maloney's. I used to work there.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Makes it even more hectic if they turn 4 to 14. Well, what is 14 now? Well, that's 4. Who's on first?
Yeah. What's on second? I don't know. Who's on third? Jack Caglione will hit blank home runs in the MLB season this year is the lead topic right now on MLB Network. All right, guys, I'm excited. Lock in. Get your eyes ready because I'm sure you guys, even though you'll be out and about, I bet you guys are still going to be at the edge of your seat being like, all right, what's he going to do here?
Well, who gathers for a Tuesday game in June for baseball? I mean, this is good for the economy.
Yeah.
When you got that prospect.
We just put it on Maloney's tab. I mean, it's still good for the economy. I mean, there's no question about that. Like, we're not going to be the only ones out tonight watching this game. The weather, I think, may force a lot of people to say, screw it, let's just go watch the game somewhere tonight.
Yeah, somebody said it's bittersweet. I have to have my kids' game canceled tonight, but now I get to watch Jack.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Aglio with no interruptions. It's like, yeah, you kind of are in that bittersweet
moment. And when you say, I was talking to one of the guys at the J the other day about this. Oh, kids' games got canceled. There's the reschedule. Just get them done with.
I'm on my way to St. Louis. I'll keep you guys posted. We'll see what happens. But go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. Coming up next, it's Cody Gold and Drew live from the Loop from 10 to 2 on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.